What's going on? How are we doing? What a loaded question, huh? How are we doing? It's a lot today. It's a lot this week. It's been a lot this year if you think about it. Man. Well, my name is Hartzell. I just had to get outside. I needed to take a breath. It's Sunday, May 31st. Was it 1:15 now? This last night was tough.
Protests in Kansas City became violent overnight. Several shops in the Country Club Plaza were vandalized and looted. Kansas City police were aided by other local law enforcement as well as the Missouri Highway Patrol to help control the crowds. At least 50 people were arrested. Governor Mike Parson also declared a state of emergency for Missouri.
And as you're seeing right now, more tear gas is being thrown into our area. Oh, probably six canisters right now I've seen of tear gas. And a boom, a flashbang we're seeing. Just a sight to see.
I like to think that I'm a student of history. Y'all know that, I'm a history nerd. If you can't kind of pick up on that on this show, then I guess I've failed you. And one of my favorite teachers is my dad, Hartzell Jr., what up, Pops? And he graduated in 1968, which if you talk to scholars or read countless books or documentaries or anything like that, it was a tough year in U.S. history.
We interrupt this program for a WHB News Bulletin.
The murder in Memphis on Thursday provoked disorder in Kansas City, Kansas on Friday. Unrest in Kansas City, Missouri for the weekend and riots on Tuesday. On Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday, more of the same. It was, they said, a protest against the system's failure to close the schools for Dr. King's funeral.
Another hour later, as groups and gangs milled about, the National Guard was summoned.
Here in the state capitol, Governor Warren Hearn says he's ordering elements of the National Guard to Kansas City.
And when I talk to Pops, his emotions are visceral. And, you know, he tells me, like, you know, there were tanks in Kansas City. He was there. You know, he threw stuff. I get it, man. Like, I'm a black man too, Pops. I know the struggle. I feel it. But I still didn't get the disconnect. Like, the textbook, literally, like, through reading the textbooks, I still couldn't quite grasp what he was talking about, even though I feel like I could somewhat relate. And I'm sitting here, and what is otherwise, to the naked eye, a beautiful day in Kansas City. It's 75 degrees, pretty sunny. Birds are chirping. And, you know, I'm sitting here and Pops, I think I might get it, man. I think I get it.
The violence was now a riot. Kansas City had lost its cool. Fires were dotting the East Kansas City skyline.
Fire Chief Halloran reports that fires are raging out of control in the area bounded by 36th and Prospect through 39th and Prospect.
Kansas City Mayor Ilas Davis, who had often boasted of the city's good dialogue, took the air to appear for calm.
I'm sorry that there was any tear gas. And
I, as someone who was appalled by what we saw in Minneapolis, and who has been someone who is appalled by what we have seen happen to black men and black women throughout our country, wanted to hear those voices. I want to hear your voices, and we welcome them.
And a worried mayor labeled the situation a state of emergency. He ordered the first curfew in the history of the city.
I, Ilas W. Davis, mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, by virtue of the power vested in me by the provisions of the city charter and the city ordinances, do hereby declare and determine that due to mob action and civil disobedience, a state of emergency exists within the city of Kansas City, Missouri.
Today, I'm issuing an order that will exercise a curfew in the following areas of Kansas City: the Plaza Entertainment District, the Westport Entertainment District, the Central Business District, and in Kansas City, Missouri parks.
So now what do we do? Let's go change the world, y'all.
Everything's running smoothly.
Woo! Okay! Alright, let's do this thing, huh? Smoothly is maybe not the word I would choose today. Everything's running. Kinda, sorta. My name's Hartzell. Peter Sweeney across the phone line. How you doing, buddy? How you doing, brother?
Morning, Hartzell. It is a good day to be a Kansas Cityan after what was a wild weekend of protests in and around Kansas City. A hot, hot week, just weather-wise. Israel feels the same today.
I don't even know if I could do the whole thing, but you know what? Yeah, sure, why not? Pete, what is that real feel? Woo, still break me off. Why not?
We are within reach of 90. Incredible. The high tomorrow will be 90, a low of 71. So
I got a long sleeve on. What am I doing? I gotta readjust some wardrobe stuff, man.
Looking forward to, I mean, it's hot. I mean, the period, it seems, of that Kansas City window where it's nice-ish, it's pretty much over. So welcome to the heat.
Ooh, who wants to smoke? Who wants to smoke? Bring in the heat. It's eerily similar to Do the Right Thing. I know I'm talking about anybody watch Do the Right Thing, a little Spike Lee joint.
I have today's forecast for you. Hot! The color for today is black. That's right, black, so you can absorb some of these rays and save that heat for winter. So you want to get on out there, wear that black, and be involved. Also, today's temperature is going to rise up over 100 degrees, so that's a Jerry Curl alert. That's right, Jerry Curl alert. If you have a Jerry Curl, stay in the house, or you'll end up with a permanent plastic helmet on your head forever.
I guess we'll just get right into it. There's no need to beat around the bush today. driving in, I saw boards here in Westport. I hadn't seen that in a while. So what's your perspective, man? What's your mood? Let's try to break this thing down as best we can in only the KC Morning Show fashion. Yeah, talk to me, Pete. I need you to talk to me.
I think as an individual, I've just tried to be supportive and understand, and I think the best thing you could say, as I keep reiterating as a white man, is I can't understand right fully because I've never experienced what the whole purpose of this is with George Floyd's death and going through it. But what I've tried to do is portray, okay, I'm with the change and I understand what happened both in Kansas City and around the country. I'm grateful that Kansas City wasn't as bad as some other cities where it just seemed like the entire city was on fire. So individually, I think even I've taken a step forward as to, okay, I knew change needed to happen before, but now I truly have felt, okay, like what can I really do? Mm-hmm. And I personally want to do more than donate. I'm trying to figure out the best place to send a little bit of money. And then at the same time, I would love to take steps forward about figuring out who wants to head this change, who to vote for. And I think the bigger thing too will be paying attention is a key, and then voting in not just the big elections, like trying to figure out the smaller representation elections and police chiefs and how do certain policemen get to certain levels. I think realizing that there's good and bad cops in this, and at the same time, knowing, okay, well, which good cops really care enough to get rid of the bad cops? That's personal. Aside from that, if I try to just take myself out of it and watch what happened in Kansas City, both here and elsewhere, we've seen protests before, but this one felt a little bit different. And again, I didn't love the result. There were a couple terrible scenes coming out on Twitter of people just getting beat down for one reason or another. And I hated to see that. At the same time, I appreciate how significant this felt. And you hope that this time it leads to some kind of change because it hasn't before.
I don't want you to feel like you are the white representative for the show today.
I don't want you to
get that vibe. And I'm not going to lie to you. I've been exhausted. I've been tired. Sad, just doing a lot of, introspection. Because this is this ain't nothing really new for me, but it's a new spin on the same movie, you know? And so I'm just curious because so many of my friends have said, and I've had so many of my friends reach out to me, which has been wonderful, and I love that. That's
That's nice. I really appreciate that. And so many of my friends are saying that this feels different this time, right? It's felt a lot like Black folks, us, have had to just go out there and just basically talk into the void for a while, forever. And now, at least, and again, anecdotal evidence, but something does feel different, at least I want it to be. You know, you can't tell me that we can't find a way to do something out of this. I'm not saying that we're going to do a complete nationwide overhaul of like criminal justice reform, but yeah, can we vote for some people who are going to put in policies that are going to be more inclusive instead of exclusive? You know, can we fund public defenders? You know, you can't tell me we can't do something.
You know, I paid attention closely to the news all weekend. And what was different for me, I think we've seen cases like this before, a ton of them, and it's a horrible part of our history as Americans. And it seems like the protests were always isolated to the city. There were certainly things that happened elsewhere. For example, Kansas City might join in on a protest, but it just was never of this magnitude for another city, in my opinion. And this was a hot phrase I would hear in Kansas City, especially all weekend, from our guy, Mayor Q, who I thought did a tremendous job in everything that he did this weekend. So kudos to him. But a hot phrase that you'd hear from him and both the police, well, when the protest turns to unrest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The reason why it feels different is because there was unrest everywhere. And that's not a comfortable thing to say.
Mm-hmm. And if we're going to be honest, and not just locally, nationwide as well, the cops did themselves no favors this weekend. And I'm not gonna cast a wide net on every single cop. You know, I've seen a lot of the bad apple argument on my social media feed. At some point, we might need to realize that maybe it's a bad tree, not just a couple bad apples. I don't envy their job at all. Protect and serve. I get that. But man, no favors were made this weekend.
I think what I hope, and there's no guarantee of this, right, until you take measures and do real stuff and actions. Like something, as I always say in Chiefs coverage, is everyone wants to know what the Chiefs are thinking. They're going to tell you whatever they want on the microphone. You got to watch the actions. Who did they release? Who did they sign? How much money did they give? Right? So that applies to this too. Like, what are the actions going to be? Until you have body cams and some kind of accountability nationwide, I think you're still going to run into these problems of cops. You're saying bad trees. Some people say bad apples. Some people, bad cops getting away with things. I hope that this type of protest this weekend that you saw in so many cities at least makes the bad ones think twice, because they may not ever change from being bad cops to good cops. But now, hopefully, a level of accountability was raised. I mean, you could see officer's name. I don't know his last name. Was Derek, who killed George Floyd. He never, while he was doing it, he never thought in a million years that he was going to be charged for murder.
No, his hands were in his pocket.
His wife would divorce him.
Right.
And this wasn't a pretty weekend for America. No way, right? Mm-mm. But if it makes those type of people think twice, then something to me was accomplished. I hope it does. It felt like it might.
And I thank you all for indulging me. I put my little piece at the beginning of the show, because for me, you know, I've lived my entire life as a Black man, and every one of us have had those talks. I have a twin brother. I have an older brother. He had the same conversation my half brother did with his father. You know, it's a vicious circle. Okay. I've been called the N-word before. I've experienced that stuff. That's just par for the course, you know. But like, when you have those talks with your dad and he's telling you about 1968, which he lived through, my dad lived through that stuff. You know, so many of us, that doesn't feel real. I had people reach out to me saying they didn't know some of the stuff that they heard in that audio that I put together. As a kid listening to those stories, it almost comes across as like, not fairy tales, but kind of fairy tales. You want to believe is fiction. You want to believe that my dad's telling me a story just to like scare me, that I can use maybe some of these life lessons from a fictional tale, but it's real life. And not only that, I'm freaking out because now who's got my dad's back? He's trying to protect me, but I got to make sure he's good. That's kind of where I was at this weekend, was like, you hate being reminded that those horror stories are real and the helplessness of it. And I think that maybe what makes it different this time is that I think a lot of
other types of people maybe experience that helplessness for the first time, maybe going out and trying to be involved in the process and protesting and going to those marches and realizing that I don't know what's going to happen because there's a volatile situation between these groups of people and this group of authority. And I don't know what's going to happen. That's me getting pulled over every single day. You know,
you're right. There was a viral video yesterday of, I think it was a 45-year-old black man and a 31-year-old black man and a 16-year-old black man. And
this ain't the way, because they ready to let loose.
But it's time to stand up. So at this point, I'm ready to die for what's going on.
He angry at 46. I'm angry at 31. You angry at 16. Putting yourself in harm's way is not the way.
No, it's not.
4 years ago, keep Lamont Scott did the same exact thing night after night after night. It don't matter. Come up with a better way.
It's hard to say right after a weekend, this is going to be the difference, because that is the question now. What happens next? Because what happens next will define if the weekend worked.
Let's do the news, man.
All right, let's do it.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team!
Here we go. Pick me up. Who needs to wake up right now besides me? I'm going to do this. Yeah! All right. Just in case you weren't awake, welcome to your KC Morning Show. My name is Hartzell. That is Pete. Give me a letter, my friend.
J.
Peter J. Sween. The J stands for Jack. My man's jacked up. He's fired up. He's ready to go. He's gonna go change the world. The J stands for Jamin. On Fridays. In fact, if you haven't listened to this show, your KC Morning Show on Fridays, Pete jams a freestyle KCMS news intro. You can listen to that in your feeds.
Yeah. Try to bring some juice.
J stands for juice. My man brings the juice on your KC Morning Show. Can I get you going anymore? Can I gas you up? Anything else? You said you felt good about the news feed. Go ahead and turn that upside down.
The news segment. I feel good about jumping into the news segment. The J is for jumping right into the news.
All right, Pete. Let's slowly but surely, let's take our sweet, sweet time and I guess get to the news. All righty. Here we go. Let's kick it off.
People sitting in the street, blocking the sidewalks, holding signs.
You can't get on your phone without seeing somebody die. And it's like, how am I supposed to sleep? How am I supposed to live?
There's something wrong in our country that is striking the chords of fear within the black community. And it speaks to me and it resonates in me that from a young age, I've had to have discussions with my parents about what to do in certain situations and this instillment of fear and not really respect of the police. And it's presented itself in different situations. This is just one of many cases. And really, this is just a community of people coming together to voice how they feel about it.
So demonstrators gathered for the third night in a row, gathering as a response to the brutality after George Floyd's death in Minneapolis. KCPD, those officers responded with tear gas, rubber bullets, shortly after a unlawful assembly was declared. Saturday leads to Sunday, and in between that, so much in between. 41 Action News. I'm a newsman. You're a newsman. And the 41 Action News van. You hate to see it.
Ariel, this was your news car that you took down to this protest. What is the scene now? What is it that you're seeing?
Well, Gabby, we thought it would be safe to park at a church, but take a look. This is vandalism at its finest. Our windows were broken open, and then it was set on fire. Firefighters told us the fire actually started inside the car. We got to back up a little bit because it's still smoldering, and it looks like it's still on fire.
So I woke up, I'm sure, as all of us did Sunday morning, looking for a little guidance. This is the first time I think some of us have seen this ever. And so Mayor Q, I believe, was around noon yesterday, Sunday.
Mayor Lucas says the police used tear gas on the plaza crowd after a peaceful protest got off track.
The peaceful demonstration
is not breaking a bunch of windows at a cupcake shop or raiding through a Gucci store.
Lucas was at the plaza from about 3 until 9 Saturday night. The serious trouble started later. Police Chief Rick Smith says every officer on the front line was struck. Witnesses saw rocks and bottles of frozen water aimed at the police. And Smith says that's when the tear gas was used.
That's what I'm saying. At that time, we're going to ask people to leave. When they started hurling rocks, we asked people to disperse. I think at that point, it doesn't become peaceful.
I'm not going to stand here and say right now that everything was perfect about the response. But I'm not going to stand here right now and say everything was terrible about it either. What we're going to do is make sure we have a smart review.
I don't envy that position at all. I don't envy Rick Smith. I don't envy Mary Q. This is tough, and we're doing all this live, and it is a hotbed of emotion. I get that. You know, I said it a little bit earlier, though, Pete. You know, I don't think the cops did themselves any favors. Honestly, I think there's a lot of white folks who were very well-intended allies who maybe needed to fall back, maybe needed to listen a little bit. I don't know if every situation had to be from 0 to 60. You got an asshole who's throwing a water bottle. I understand that, but you got to tell me that when that water bottle gets thrown, there's got to be a better way to get that guy than just doing a blanket tear gas spray. And anyway, so now I'm soapbox on something else. But in spite of all this, Sunday morning, Kansas City do what Kansas City does. Good people picking up trash, you know, on the plaza, doing what we can.
There are an army of helpers here, people that saw the trash and wanted to pick up what they could here at Mill Creek Park on the Country Club Plaza. You can see that most of the park has already been cleaned up. When we got here earlier on this morning, trash had littered the streets. There were mountains of trash next to the trash can, and now people are picking up trash. I asked somebody, hey, is this part of an organized group effort? Somebody said, no, I showed up. There were trash bags. I'm here to help.
I don't want to sound like we're dogging on our town, Pete. You know, we're all going through this. Nationwide, no different.
Tensions between the public and police boiled over for yet another night. About 1,000 protesters clashed with police dressed in riot gear in downtown Phoenix. Mariah Daniels was in the crowd.
They should not have pepper sprayed anybody. They pepper sprayed children. Now, if you have to go as far as pepper spraying children, you're the problem.
I've worked Rockfest. This is going to sound like a complete stretch, but hear me out. This does make sense. So at the radio station, I work Rockfest. It's like our huge rock single day. At one point, Pete, Rockfest was the single biggest U.S. rock festival, single biggest one-day music festival for rock and roll. And that was the first time that I can remember seeing snipers on top of buildings in Kansas City. I remember thinking that was just the wildest thing.
You talked about your dad's experiences. This will be documented differently because of everyone simply having a cell phone. And so, you know, every hour you checked online, and you could see that across the country this weekend. And so that'll alter history a little bit. And one thing you mentioned was like the planting and who knows what happened. I mean, people have been discussing nationally how Antifa has gotten potentially involved, and there's been different clips of interesting people where you could see them destroying things, and they may not even really necessarily be part of what was the cause. And so, wild to think about how in an era before cameras, they might have impacted other events like this. And it's just a different world in 2020 where everyone can kind of have a camera. In my world, that like is athletes. Athletes have to be behaved 24/7. They used to be able to go to the bar and do whatever they want, and no one would say anything. And it's just not the same world. And I think same thing when it comes to these protests, just documented in a completely different manner.
The revolution will not only be televised, it will be tweeted. SpaceX, these guys, they knew what was up. They got the memo early. I don't know who sent them the text message and gave them the insider trading, but they got the F out. SpaceX, they left Earth at the right time.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff of the Falcon 9 and Crew Dragon. Go NASA. Go SpaceX. Godspeed, Bob and Doug.
America has launched. So rises a new era of American spaceflight, and with it the ambitions of a new generation continuing the dream.
Dragon, chief engineer on Dragon to ground. Bob Doug, on behalf of the entire launch team, thanks for flying with Falcon 9 today. We hope you enjoyed the ride, and Wish you a great mission.
Thanks, Bala. Congratulations to you and the F9 team for the first human ride for Falcon 9.
There you go. SpaceX launch happened on Saturday. Astronauts arrived at the space station Sunday morning. The first time astronauts have launched from U.S. soil since 2011, and the first time a private company has ever put people in orbit. If I were y'all, just stay put. Don't leave. Just go ahead and stay right where you are.
How do I get to be an astronaut? I think I might have picked the wrong occupation.
Here's the thing, though. As cool as this sounds, and I think I'm on board. In fact, I know I'm on board. In fact, sign me up. If I have to be friends with Elon Musk, man, I just don't know if it's worth it. Like, yeah. I just don't know if I have it in me to have to be bros with this dude.
Well, if you're a career astronaut, right, there's only so many opportunities to go to space. How many of them went? Was it like 4 or 5?
It was just the 2. In fact, one of them was just a 2. Missouri native, I believe. Yeah.
How do you get into the top 2 astronauts in your class to get the nod to go to space? Like, I was also thinking about this yesterday. So say I want to go to space. It seems like there's about 12 to 20 opportunities to maybe do that in a lifetime. Like, what if you just never get selected? I mean, the percentage of astronauts that actually get to go to space seems small.
So there is a thing you can do. You can sign up to be a part of a space exploration experiment. Okay, so yeah, I don't know if it's legit or not. Should I put some money down? I mean, I can put a deposit down.
Yeah, and while you're at it, buy a star and name it after yourself, and that way you can have the certificate and you could look at it.
That seems legit. There's a lot of weird letters.
There was a story a year or two ago or whatever where there was a sign up to like move to Mars and the only clause said that you'll never be able to come back. And I think it was sold out in like a blink of an eye. Like, there's so many people that just want to leave Earth.
You had me at never coming back. Take me to sports. There's never been a more sports appropriate time than this moment right now. This is your moment. Oh God, see, I was trying to gas you up.
You're very excited today. Yeah, welcome to the sports. The thing is, there isn't a lot of sports yet. They might be coming in the coming months with the NBA and potentially MLB and so on and so forth, but no games. No games, no dice. Yahoo Sports, though, wrote a nice column. In light of George Floyd's death, the ex-NFL executive who worked for the NFL at the time of the Colin Kaepernick thing, he said, the protests indeed ended Colin Kaepernick's career. This has been a topic that's been relevant, obviously, over the weekend, because Colin Kaepernick's protest for police injustice was very, very peaceful, and America had a problem with that, too, and so did NFL owners. 3 years after NFL team owners closed the doors of their franchises to Cap, the league's former head of communications has asserted what many have long suspected, a kneeling Kaepernick was bounced from the NFL in 2017 because he was bad for business. Kaepernick was not bounced by NFL team owners because of his skill, bounced because of salary demands. Not bounced because of salary demands. He was not bounced because he wanted a starting job. No, he was rejected by NFL team owners because he became a financial liability, kneeling for social justice and igniting a telling firestorm with President Donald Trump. Really what this came down to was a lot of Trump supporters being NFL fans.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
A lot of his friends being NFL owners.
We all thought that. We all felt like we knew it. And it was just confirmed over the weekend. And so that sucks, man. You would hope that the NFL would be in front of this, but you know, they sided with, we don't want the losses, because it would have been financial loss. So you have to admit that. I mean, you know, and they just chose in this case to be just straight up businessmen. And they put out a powerful product. I mean, it's sort of my line of business. The story disgusts me, but I still have to go to work. And I know that there are people who are with Kaepernick that'll still watch the NFL just because it's the biggest thing going. And it sucks because there's a lack of accountability at the ownership level, and they won't feel this at all. And that's just the reality. ESPN Some MLB owners perfectly willing to cancel 2020 season to save money per report, but the Royals decide to do the right thing. Hartzell, you had some sound on this, you said?
We're extremely fortunate and blessed to have John Sherman and all the investors as a part of our ownership group. I mean, it's been amazing to be able to work with John. He's very thoughtful. He asks great questions. He's a great communicator.
So the Oakland Athletics, John Fisher, decided to eliminate the $400 weekly salaries of minor leaguers, which might save the franchise about the amount of the team's unpaid stadium rental bill. On the other hand, clubs such as the Tigers, Padres, and Royals demonstrated greater humanity with John Sherman, the new owner of the Royals, deciding to do the right thing and pay his minor leaguers. And this is not a big market team. If there's a team that should maybe consider not paying minor leaguers, it would be a smaller market team like the Kansas City Royals. So good on Sherman and the ownership group for doing the right thing. This is unfortunate for John Sherman. And of course, you always are hesitant to say to a rich man, times are unfortunate, but he becomes the owner of the Royals and there's no games. So this is his first real action as the Royals owner. And I think good on him for doing
it. What a tease, right? What a tease for him.
I know. You're like, okay.
Building that suspense.
I'm the principal owner. This is going to be a season. We're going to turn this ship around, you know, after they've kind of fallen off since the World Series run. And they're not even allowing you to play games at this point. So, but still, off the field, got to appreciate that. I think that's what every city wants in an owner, is a measure like this. Some minor Chiefs news here. Not a ton of new big news because the NFL is still in their virtual offseason. But your world champions spoke on Friday. I thought there were two highlights. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, he's the new running back, could be a star for Kansas City. He spoke about Darren Sproles, who, if you don't know, is an Olathe North grad, went to Kansas State, then played for the Chargers, Eagles, and Saints. Here was Clyde on his relationship with Sproles.
Well, you know, I was introduced to Darren later on in my football career, so I really didn't start watching him until I think I was, you know, late on in middle school, and that's when he kind of, you know, pretty much took everything by storm. And, you know, I was able to you know, implement everything that I was watching from not just only him, but still watching Kevin Falk's film, still watching Marshall Falk's film, still watching Barry Sanders' film. I had an old cassette Barry Sanders tape. So, I mean, I was watching all these guys that, you know, that I felt like was similar to the way that I felt like I was running at the time. And, you know, everything just kind of came into play. But Darren is someone, you know, I'm close to him now. Have his personal cell phone number. I text him every now and again. And he said as soon as I was drafted, I got a text from him, and he was like, "You, my hometown, and you know, be ready if I need anything. Just let him know."
So pretty cool by Darren Sproles to serve as a mentor of sorts for Clyde, who we'll see how he does. And if as long as the NFL goes on time, this should be a new star in KC.
That man, he sounds like a grown ass man. How old is that little boy?
21.
God damn.
Kansas City in recent years, it's felt like they've drafted and signed players that really carry themselves for the most part like men. Like when they get
like grown ass men. I'm intimidated. I ain't tackling that man.
Clyde sort of matches Patrick Mahomes in that sense, where Pat's 24 and talks to you like he's mid to late 30s. And feels like that for Clyde as well. I mean, he's a good quote, which is always appreciated by the writers. I wrote an article on Clyde and the rest of his comments on Sunday. If you want to check it out, arrowheadpride.com.
This guy.
Harrison Butker, I thought this was interesting. Harrison Butker was asked a question about George Floyd and everything that's going on, and the kicker weighed in on how he's feeling about the topic.
It's super sad. I can't even get through that whole video. It's very heartbreaking, and I think Adam Schefter tweeted out or something that the officer was now been arrested and everything, yeah. But I think the biggest thing is bringing justice to those, the perpetrators, and it's just an unfortunate situation. And but that's what we're dealing with in our society right now, and I think we have to figure out ways to hold people accountable. And it is very sad, and obviously I'd love to live in a world where that type of injustice wasn't going on. But at the end of the day, I think we're all sinful people, and we need God in our lives, and we need to be able to love one another as brothers you know, as members of the human race.
There you go. Pretty good answer.
Buttkicker.com with some genuine feels kind of moment right there.
Yeah, I actually thought he answered the question well. You know, there's a way to answer it in a matter where it feels like a cop out, and it seemed like he dove right in and really had something interesting to say. And so
he didn't kick the question down the road. Am I right?
No, that's right. That's nice. Buttkicker actually will be big for the Chiefs. You talk about young Chiefs and that have to speak like men. We just kind of saw that he is.
I didn't like that one. I really got a kick out of my own joke on that one.
Oh no! Wow, just digging in.
Oh no!
Digging
I'm sorry.
In.
It's a Monday, man. I'm sorry.
Harrison Buttkicker, I mean, he's 24 years old. He'll be now, because of Dustin Colquitt's departure, he's like the older man in the room. I mean, he'll be the leader, I think, of this little kicking group that they have.
Yeah.
Take what he learned from Dustin and move forward into that position. So there you go. That's really sports. I'm hoping that we get games sooner rather than later.
Can I do something just because I feel like it's been a bit of a bummer show? And I know you're not going to love this.
What is it?
A list!
Oh, God.
You know what? You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list! All right, listen, before we get out of here, the show is just about done, okay? My name is Hartzell. This is my list. Peter, indulge me for just a quick second.
Okay.
Because I think what we need right now, my friends, we need something to look forward to. On our way out of here, as you're getting ready for the rest of your day, as we head into our Wednesday edition of your KC Morning Show, I thought we should give you something. Your list of Hartzell. Something to look forward to. Five things, my KC Morning Hoes, that we can look forward to in the month of June. Because guess what? June 1st. That's today, right? We went through a year last month. Let's do this real quick, Pete. You feeling like you need something to look forward to?
I guess.
There he is. There he is. Number five. The holidays. The first day of summer. Officially, it's June 20th. There nice. You go. 6:20. Father's Day. June 21st. 6:21.
Good Friday. Get
your gifts now. You will, hey, get your dad. Maybe get your dad some frying pans for Father's Day. Go fry an egg out there, right? Number four.
Frying pants? Pants, did you say?
Oh, there he is. See, he likes this list, I think. He kind of likes it. Number four, big TV premieres, Pete. Oh, Queer yeah. Eye is back. 13 Reasons Why. Oh, that, okay. That show is trash. Netflix getting Queer Eye, so we'll go back to that because that's a good
still
show.
Still in Kansas City?
Good. No, I think this season, I believe, is a new location because they did two seasons in KC, right?
If I remember right. KC Morning Show.
I'm pretty positive. We got one on Bruce Lee, a Netflix show coming out. Sammy Sosa and Mark McGuire. There's a home run chase documentary that's going to be coming out on ESPN, right? Mm-hmm. There you go. Look forward to that. Number three, the ESPYs, the Daytime Emmys, and the BET Awards. Ayo.
So I could care less about all award shows. No offense to all three.
Okay. What about golf? PGA Golf returns the Charles Schwab Challenge. Not doing anything for you? Anything at all?
Because of how crazy the world's been, the Masters actually occurs on an NFL weekend this year. So that's going to be an explosive sports weekend.
Oh, explosive, he says. Okay, how about this? How about number one? How about honoring 2020 grads? Huh? That's what you can look forward to. Your grads who did all that work. Dear Class of 2020, it's a virtual YouTube special. It's going to be happening.
Hey, you college, you don't want this real world. Just stay there. Go
be
get
like
another
the astronauts
degree.
And just go up to the moon or something, man. Just
get another major. Time. Astronaut major. That should be your major. Go back and take it again.
National Cheese Day, June 4th. National Donut Day, June 5th. National Best Friends Day. That's for me and you, Pete. That's June 8th. Bourbon Day, the 14th. Martini Day, the 19th. And
I do love a dirty.
On June 21st, Pete. It's National Selfie Day, baby. That right there, you're a list of Hartzell. See, so we got something to look forward to. It ain't all bad. It ain't all great. But it ain't all bad.
As the Godfather says, pimping ain't easy.
We got anything going on? We got any events? You got anything on a calendar? I know it's
only a handful of things.
A weird time to be setting stuff up because we are still in the pandemic, right? Is that still a thing?
No, it's over.
Last time
it's
I checked,
it's over now. I mean, it's been kicked to the curb.
I was told it was supposed to be done at Easter, so I'm not sure what any of this is going on. What's happening?
No, it's forget it. It's done now. So, Sporting Kansas City is having a blood drive today at 9 a.m. So if you want to donate blood, the Community Blood Center will be out there 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you have the blood to spare, shout out to the vampires out there.
Good one.
June 2nd, I'm sorry. So that's tomorrow, Tuesday. Chicken and Pickle just continues to go with their Barstool session. So if you're looking to go somewhere to get some music, Jackson Gullick be out there tomorrow, 6:30 p.m. Lenexa Farmers Market happens Tuesday, 9 a.m. If you want to get yourself some grapes or peppers or cucumbers or tomatoes or squash.
Hey, how's the food coming? How's the chef's Sween? That's Sween cuisine.
Let's just save it for another show.
So you've been burning some stuff up, huh?
Cornhole weekly blind draw. I told you we got to do this hard someone before the pandemic, but maybe sometime once we deem it safe to go out in the world. There's a lot of touching of bags that you have to do. It's Tuesday, June 2nd, if you're not afraid, 5:30. Casey Crew, actually, we talked to them probably a month ago now or a month and a half. They're back in the swing of things, so they're doing some things now. If you are looking to join a team or something, Casey Crew is back with events and whatnot. So check out their website. The good people in the case. Take a train, take a plane. If I have to walk, you know I'm going just the same.
Kansas City, Kansas City. There we go, Pete. Well, thanks for that little calendar of things to do. You always set us right.
KC Morning Show everywhere. If you want to follow us on social media, the KC Morning Show on the Instagram, kcmorningshow@gmail.com. If you want to write us, if you feel that you wanted to hoe out, and I'm talking about KC Morning hoe out, and write us a little letter, we'll read it on the podcast.
Yes, we will. Leave us a review if you feel so inclined. That'd be awesome. Rate. That actually really helps a lot. Kansas City, I miss your KC Morning Show. I got some news for you, Pete, as we fade out. I love the Beatles. Who's your favorite Beatle?
Ringo.
And I was going to say, why is the answer obviously Ringo? I got Rebecca. That's what I was going to tell you, Pete. I got Rebecca working on your own event song / intro for you. You're going to have your own Pete does a thing. Tell me what's going on. That in the works.
That's nice.
I think I should have that actually probably like for Wednesday's show. So look alive, buddy. Look alive.
Awesome that I wasn't involved in the process to make my own bug.
Yeah, it's par for the course for this show and this program. I love you, buddy. My name is Hartzell. Pete, give me a letter.
V.
How about this? We're going to do this. We're going to go... Peter L. Swain, the L stands for We Love You, Kansas City. Thank you for doing this with us. Stay safe. We got this, all right? Let's go change the world, y'all.
The KC Morning Show.
Peter, say goodbye, buddy.
Smell ya.
So loving.